Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Good morning. Welcome to Medicine on Call. Today we have a special guest with us, Dr. Cindy Coates from MedX Prime. And what we're going to talk about is something very interesting and something that people really don't think about but affects everybody in this country, and that is the use of prescription drugs. An article came out about a week and a half ago saying that Americans are on the most, in our history, the most prescriptions or taking more drugs than ever, basically. And that means from children to the senior citizens, we've become a pharmaceutical-driven healthcare system, and it's not helping us. One of the problems with the Affordable Care Act that we've discussed at length is that it's a one-size-fits-all system, and that's a problem. Not everybody's the same. Not everybody responds to medication the same way. Not everybody responds to treatment algorithms the same way. So to make everybody fit into a round hole and there may be a square peg kind of situation is costing us money, is making people sicker, and it's not the right way to go. We have power in this, and I have counseled my listeners on multiple occasions. If you're unhappy with your doctor, if you think they're not listening to you, if they're just shoving pills at you and they're not trying to get you better, maybe you should change your physician. And now we need to talk about changing the paradigm. So it's not just a doctor who listens to you, but one who can actually see you and treat you as an individual. And there's a phenomenon called personalized medicine, which is coming online because doctors more and more are waking up to the fact that I want to get my patient better. I don't want them on 15 different medications and medications for side effects of other medications. It's not working. And today, Dr. Coates is going to tell us more about this personalized medicine, but that just because you are given a diagnosis and given a medication, it may not actually work for you, and it actually may be dangerous. Even though your doctor wants the best for you, that actually may not be the case. And Dr. Coates, I want to welcome you to the show today. Thank you so much for taking time out to come and talk with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. George. I am honored and just delighted to be here. I can't tell you how exciting it is to be able to share this information with your listeners.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, how did you come to work for MedX Prime, and what does it do exactly?
Well, I'm quite new to MedX Prime. In fact, I was introduced to MedX Prime probably about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And it was one of those times where you just know that you have stepped into destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have suffered from adverse drug reactions, and so has my mother did as well. In fact, my mother passed away due to an adverse drug reaction. So I have had a passion to oppose exactly what you were describing at the beginning of the program, is this phenomenon of medicines that are not working. In fact, they're counterproductive. And so I think everyone listening could agree with you that we are just not as effective as we should be with our medicines, and to make it very simple. And so I was just really feeling so frustrated because my mother passed away in 2012 and have been frustrated over it. And anyway, so I was in a board meeting with some people, and somehow this conversation came up, and one of the board members said, okay, I want to talk to you about a new company that is facing this problem head on, and it's called MedX Prime. And I said, well, I'm interested in knowing about it. So they contacted me, and I went to a training in Atlanta, and I actually met the owner, Sunil Wadhawa, and just the people in this company are amazing. They're intelligent. They're pioneering and crusading this, and it's just powerful. And I felt like I had pretty much found a tribe that I belong to, because this is so near and dear to my heart. My mother was given a drug in the hospital as a routine drug. No one ordered it. No, what I'm saying is no doctor. She had 15 doctors, and none of them ordered this particular drug, and I was her medical advocate, and I didn't say she should have it either. It's a blood thinner, and she was already on a blood thinner that was not prescribed, just basic 81 milligram baby aspirins, but that was thinning her blood just fine, and they gave her more blood thinner, and she hemorrhaged, which caused her death to caused her health to decline rapidly, and she was gone in a week. So, this show today, Dr. George, is a matter of life and death. It is that important.
Oh, my condolences for the loss of your mom, and I understand how that could happen. That's what the hospitals have. They have algorithms in place so that when people get admitted, a protocol goes into effect. We've spoken about it with other physicians on the show, that if you're diabetic, you go into a diabetic protocol where they have a sliding scale insulin. They automatically put you on an antibiotic to prevent MRSA, the resistant staph, whether or not you have been diagnosed with it. The blood thinner is also, because you're in a hospital bed, they figure you're not moving around very much, so you end up on a protocol to prevent stroke. And that's usually what you just described, a blood thinning medication. There's no thought to it. That's what I mean by one size fits all. It's a protocol. You know, if you come in with chest pain, you automatically get a workup, not only for heart attack sometimes, but for blood clot in the lung. And not only is it expensive, but it has consequences. Everything we do has a consequence. I have said in the past, I still believe, when I write a prescription for a medication, it's a controlled poison, which means I have to know what the parameters are. If the benefit outweighs the risk, it's not Flintstone vitamins we're prescribing. They actually change or affect individuals in ways that we may not know. And your mom, unfortunately, is an example of that. Now, there's an interesting YouTube video from Dr. Oz, and people should Google it. I knew this, but he really put it in stark terms about the effectiveness of medication. According to his YouTube video, 40% of depression medicines don't work. They fail. 50% of arthritis medications don't work. 70% of cancer drugs and Alzheimer drugs don't work. Now, that's interesting. That's a very interesting statistic. While they're trying to shove pills down our throat 24/7, the chance of them working are actually not that high. Less than 50%. That's the best case scenario. That's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, it's horrible. So when you talk about what MedX Prime does, and I know we have to take a break in a few minutes, but what you're talking about, so that my listeners get a view of what we're talking about, is the ability to test people genetically, correct? So we can figure out what a medication will do if somebody takes it. It's like knowing preemptive strike, whether it's going to work or whether it's going to be dangerous. Is that correct?
That is, yes. What it is like having a GPS system in your car. You're not going to guess how to get to your destination. You're just going to be told. Mm-hmm. It's like having a map. It's like having information in advance before you even begin a journey. And it's as simple as taking a swab, a cotton swab, like a Q-tip, and inserting it on the inside of your mouth, where on your cheeks, and just swiping each side of the cheek, putting that into a little plastic envelope with a one-page form, sticking it in the mail to the lab in California, and it comes back in less than 72 hours. And what that information will show is your complete DNA profile and what your liver can and cannot metabolize. And you will know what, as far as medicines go. And we also do it with nutrition as well. But for this call, it's for medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't, your doctor will have access to this on an app. And you'll just be able to look at a little iPad and go to that app and say, okay, let me see. You can't take this. You can take that. And it's all there. And you get the correct drug and the correct dosage
mm-hmm.
at the correct time.
That's amazing. So, for example, when people take a medication, a lot of them get broken down by the liver. And if the liver has a certain enzymes or lacks certain enzymes, the medication can either build up too much in your bloodstream or work its way out way too fast before it has a chance to work. So those are actually two examples of a medication not being effective, either not being effective or being harmful, frankly. And, you know, a standard dose of 20 milligrams of X, Y, or Z for a patient who cannot tolerate that may be toxic. That's a really fine line that doctors, you know, we don't really think about, I think, as a group. But honestly, this makes perfect sense because we are so different. If you have an alcoholic, for example, whose liver may not function properly, you give them a standard dose of, you know, something for their cholesterol, that might knock out the liver or basically kill somebody. Is that a good way to describe that?
Yes.
Well,
yes. It's that important to add. And also, I think you mentioned earlier too about even children
mm-hmm.
to even get your children tested, DNA tested early on, they'll never face adverse drug reactions. And you know, just think, you know, the guy, those guys, the Columbine shooting, they had adverse drug reactions. They were on psychiatric meds. Can you imagine if these young people had DNA testing before they were ever prescribed their medicines, how much can be avoided?
Wow, that isn't, I mean, I didn't even think about it in those terms, but I definitely want to explore that. Let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call. Welcome back to Medicine on Call. We're speaking with Dr. Cindy Coates today about the rise of prescription drugs and the fall of our healthcare system, frankly. Before the break, we were talking about something that really made me jog my, investigative bone here a little bit. The most of the things we deal with these folks who are mass shooters in our country, and one of the things that never gets spoken about is the underlying commonality. Every single one that I've ever heard about is on an antidepressant prescription drug. Every single one. And I wonder, like you described before the break, whether these guys are having adverse drug reactions. You know, they talk about becoming suicidal, homicidal. Those are the two top side effects of these medications. Do you think that the fact that these people are having adverse, or is there a possibility, I should say, these people are having adverse reactions as you described?
Yes, absolutely. It's funny that all the attention is placed on guns
uh-huh.
and gun laws. Well, there are plenty of people who own guns that aren't going to shoot anyone. It's the ones that have guns and are on psychiatric medicines that are bad for their bodies that don't have their DNA profile test in front of their doctor that gives them the correct meds. Those are the ones that are shooting. Those are the ones that are causing, you know, mayhem and tragedy in society. We need to blame the right thing, and that's having the wrong medicines. But we could change that. We could change that, and if all your listeners would come together and say, you know what, we're going to change this in our country. No more mass shootings. We're going to address what's really wrong, and that is getting the meds right.
Exactly. Imagine how much cost savings you would have. Imagine, you know, the health of the country rising just by making a few changes. It doesn't mean you can't take a prescription drugs. I'm not against prescription drugs. I am into fixing the problem, not just treating the symptom. And we've talked about it in our show before. The pharmaceutical industry is ruling this. They have the ear of the FDA. They have they underwrite the medical education system in many ways, whether it's giving you a drug lunch or underwriting a professor chair or research position. Those are problems. And they can color, as anybody who does statistics knows, you can make a statistic come out any way you want, depending on what questions you ask, what information you remove or add to the system. So the fact that these drugs, you know, cyclically come onto the market, end up hurting a ton of people, going off the market, and then being part of a class action suit should tell you something about drug safety. It doesn't really exist. And they gouge and make their money. And then they, you know, the fact that they're paying out pales in comparison to how much money they make. And let me give you an example of the number one prescription drug in our country. It's a statin. It's for high cholesterol. Imagine if people were actually being tested for that, whether they could tolerate it or not, because there's now a correlation that's been found between dementia, Alzheimer's, low testosterone, you know, erectile dysfunction because of people taking statin drugs, and heart disease, I should add. They're not safe drugs. They kill more people as a group of drugs, I think, than anything we prescribe. I mean, imagine if you were to do testing on everybody. If that would probably save a ton of money, a ton of mortality, and people would actually live longer, healthier lives.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it's so simple. It's so very simple. I took two Q-tip swabs into my doctor, my primary care doctor's office, and I said, "Do you see these?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Do you know that these two little cotton swabs could save my life?" And he went, "What?" And then I got to share with him, mm-hmm. you know, exactly what's going on, how the science is here. For 8 years, the science has been here. You know, in the year 2000, you know, medical science discovered the entire, you know, DNA for a human. They finally found, you know, the science behind it. And then 8 years ago, the DNA test that we're describing here to prevent these adverse drug reactions was discovered. But did you know that like 95% of doctors have never even heard of it?
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, part of it, you're so hunkered down, especially if you're not an independent doctor and you work for a hospital setting. Your job is to get them in and get them out, not make waves, not ask questions, follow the protocol, do what the electronic medical record tells you to do. So yeah, I believe that. Since we've lost, you know, from 55% down to 30%, of independent doctors in our country, that means it's become more corporate driven, more algorithm driven, you know, highlighted by the Affordable Care Act. That's what they reward. They reward outcomes. That means, you know, following a protocol. You know, that's the sad part about this. Now, how much, let's get down to brass tacks. Can somebody order this test without their doctor? I mean, can you just go to the website?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us how
yes.
we can do that.
What they can do is they can contact me, and I can send to them via email what's called a doctor demand letter, mm-hmm. and it's basically a letter that says, "Hey, you know, doctor, I need a DNA test done," and it describes a DNA test very briefly because it's, you know, has to be short. Doctors are busy. And then the doctor would contact, you know, me or someone here with Medics Prime and say, "Hey, what is this?" And we would send them out the kit quickly, which are basically those cotton swabs with the envelopes and that one form. It's really simple. And we would show them how to download the software into their system where they could have it right there in their iPads. When they see a patient, they can click on the app and look at their medical, you know, their profile to see if they can and can't take a drug. It's very simple. And it starts with that doctor demand letter, you know, walking in a doctor's office and handing them that letter and say, I need this test done. And mm-hmm. then we take it from there. It's really simple.
Is it, how much is it for a self-pay patient, and is it covered by insurance?
Well, yes. Medicare is paying for it because Medicare has discovered this past year, this was announced, that starting in 2016, they're going to start paying for it because they're looking at saving billions and billions of dollars by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah.
Type of thinking. So, yeah, lots of insurance companies do pay for this now. It depends on what they have. I'm excited about that part. Whenever you get the test done, like I say, your samples go to Irvine, California. It's a lab. It's the largest lab that does this in the country. It's the most efficient lab. I can say that because of the data that I've been given.
Mm-hmm.
It is open 24/7. It's 80,000 square feet. It's absolutely huge. And the results come back in 72 hours, 3 days, no longer than 3 days, sometimes 24 hours. But mm-hmm. we promise three and under-deliver, but over-deliver and under-promise, I should say. But as far as the cost goes for someone who's paying out-of-pocket,
mm-hmm.
It's not what I would call cheap, because the science is used to it was $100,000 to get this test done.
That's crazy.
And Dr. Oz even was talking about that the other day, how to have this test done years ago, which means 10 years ago, it would cost $100,000 to get this done. But now it's $1,000. And the way I look at it, because when I was first told it's $1,000 to get this test done, I was thinking, what? Are you kidding me? $1,000 to get this test? And I'm telling you, it could be less than $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying the most it would be is $1,000. It could be less. It just depends exactly on, you know, what exactly. I don't know the technical end of it, but mm-hmm. that's the very most. That tops out there. So I was thinking, let's see, is my health worth a mortgage payment? You know,
yeah.
Is my health, you could just go on and on. It's a very expensive test, but it's worth it.
Well, let me put it into perspective. It's actually not as expensive as you think. If I were to send somebody for an allergy test, it's called a RAS test, a blood test, and they were paying out of pocket, that could be $1,200 or $1,400. Or if we sent somebody for the gene that causes breast cancer, that's a couple thousand. So when you really think about it in the scale of what laboratory tests cost, it actually isn't all that expensive. I mean, if we send people for a complete blood workup, white count, electrolytes, etc., that's a couple $100 right there, maybe more. So it actually isn't so much of an outlier test as you would think. But on the flip side, you're right, your health, ending up in the ICU or ER because you had a bad drug experience, or having a tracheostomy because your throat swelled up, it's invaluable. I mean, you think about it on those terms.
Oh, yeah. That you put it in a perspective that I've never heard it put so beautifully right there from your viewpoint, because you know how expensive all the other a la carte tests are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where this one would be like, knock it out of the ballpark. This is like, get this fixed, and think of all. This test will also, not only will it show you what meds you can and can't, you shouldn't be taking, it also gives you a heads up on, you know, do you have in your genes something that could be an issue in the future, health-wise? So you can start working on a preventative
mm-hmm.
instead of taking drugs to overcome a symptom. Well, you can start changing your lifestyle a little bit, you know, and start that, wow, you know what, I've got this in my genes, I should, you know, I should exercise, I should, you know, eat better, and you can know things about your health, and if you have your health, you have everything.
Oh, you're absolutely right. So let me ask a specific question. It's looking at the entire genome, correctly? Am I correct? So breast cancer gene or ovarian cancer gene, that would actually be picked up in this test as well?
It will.
So, man, you're getting a twofer then, because ultimately, yes, if you were just looking at that one gene, it would be double, maybe triple the price. So that's a huge savings when you really think about that.
Well, there you go. And see, you put it in a perspective that I haven't even thought of it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's invariable. I mean, you know, it's like I was talking to some friends of mine who have grandchildren, and they said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to make sure that all my grandkids get this test done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they say one out of six people admitted into the hospital are there because of an adverse drug reaction.
That's a lot of people.
And it's the fourth leading cause of death in the world.
And unnecessary when you think about it. If you have this ammunition, it's unnecessary.
Ammunition. That's perfect. That's exactly. It's empowering.
Well, it's all about the power. Taking it back, making choices, conscious choices for your body, your family, and your health, and not letting some pencil pusher tell you that they know what's best for you. This gives you the real power to know what's best for you, not guess. That's really cool.
It is. It's so cool. I feel so good about what I do.
Yeah, I bet you love getting up in the morning and going to work.
I do. I do. I love it. I go, today we're going to save lives. You know, today we're going to give people the power they need, mm-hmm, you know, to be in the driver's seat as it concerns their health care.
Oh, on that positive note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose, and with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. Now, I think we're having a very important conversation about controlling your body and controlling what goes into it and not blindly accepting whatever's given to you. I mean, just thinking about the cavalier way people are getting medications now. You just call in on the phone, you just go on the internet, and you basically buy medication on your own. You know, you have to wonder, and actually this is a secondary question here. If someone's taking a pain medication, does the genome or this test give you any information about the addictive nature of the person? So if they're prone to becoming addicted to something. Would this test give you some information on that? So you know, as a physician, I'm not touching a narcotic with this patient. Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, the entire the topic of pain meds is one of the primary reasons why this science was discovered, because how pain meds are so addictive. And yes, this test does show where your weaknesses lie in becoming addicted. And pain meds are huge. I spoke earlier in the show about how I recently had an adverse drug reaction, and that was immediately after a surgery I had. This was like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was sent home with a pain med. It was Tramadol for me, and I absolutely passed out and cracked a rib.
Mm.
Some people can take Tramadol, and it's great. And they say, but for me, oh my gosh, so yes, addictions and adverse reactions are detected in this test. So it's pretty powerful.
One of the things that I also wanted people to understand is the role, or something called epigenetics, which is, it's the study of the genome, but it basically describes the fact that just because you have a gene doesn't mean you're going to get the disease. That's something that's a very subtle point. But, you know, we've heard of people having, you know, preemptive mastectomies because they have a gene for breast cancer. But what people don't understand is you can turn on and off these genes based on your behavior, based on how you think, based on the medications that you take. I mean, there are things that, there are variables, in other words, that you have to take into consideration. The gene doesn't necessarily define you completely. So it's not a one-size-fits-all again. It's about the whole person. This is just one piece of ammunition, which is important. But just because you have something doesn't mean you're going to get the disease. That's really important for people to understand, because it's a lot of information that you may not necessarily be able, or think you may not necessarily be able to handle. But the key thing is, just because you can change it, you can treat before it happens, you can make lifestyle choices like you described, you can change your mindset. There's a big connection between mind and body. And if people really look at the art of medicine, not just the simple prescription, the one-off, it's very limiting. Everybody is an individual. And when people do these pharmaceutical studies, they don't put everybody in the cohort, right? So they may just test men and then try to apply it to women. They may test adults and try to apply it to children. They may not have, you know, a diverse group of testing subjects. So there's no black people, no Asian people. And we're all different. So a medication may work for somebody or a group, but not for another. So we need to take that into consideration too. The tests aren't as expansive, and they're not as long, and they may not actually put out into the literature all of the effects of the medication. I think that's what the power of this testing can do, is it can give you more information about you as an individual, not as a group, not as, this is the side effect profile, is like 0.001%. Well, you may be in that 0.001%. You need to know that before you get rolling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly right.
Well, actually, this is a tough question. I'm not sure you can answer this, but I don't know if you saw the articles about Ancestry.com and 23andMe. These are basically social DNA companies, you know, they're trying to find out your ancestry, essentially, not your medical history. And the government was approaching them to give up their patient lists. And for what reason, I don't know, but basically they were put under a little bit of a microscope and duress to give up private genetic information. Now, that's more of a social thing. This is more of a medical take on it. What's the safety, or should people be worried about their genetic privacy by sending
them? Yes, they should. they should be very concerned about their privacy issues, as we know that's a big deal right now.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that, you know, I was also questioning too, Dr. George, mm-hmm. because that's huge to us. When I say us, I mean our family.
Right.
We value our privacy, as we should. MedX Prime compliance is so huge mm-hmm. to this company. They are so ethical, and they do abide by the HIPAA laws.
Okay.
So, absolutely. It's private. The only person that will be able to see your results will be the physician that you approve to see them.
So if the government were to approach, you know, MedX Prime and say, we want your patient database, it wouldn't be surrendered?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not. It is non-negotiable. Absolutely not. It is, there's no discussion on that. Gosh, I mean, this company is, they're so cutting edge when it comes to these type of things, and I'm telling you, it would absolutely not even be up for discussion. They would not allow the government of all people mm-hmm. to have access to their information. They're like, this company thinks like we do. They think like we're not here to play in to the powers that be, if you will. Mm-hmm. We're here to change the world for the better.
Well, that's a very comforting thought, because it's all about giving up your privacy all of a sudden, you know, from where you surf on the internet to what medications you take. You know, that part is out there. You know, the electronic medical record
yeah.
is a data mine. It's a data gathering minefield, basically. So it's all about, or people need to be more aware of what they put out there, because I just think the less you share with the social media and the government, the safer you are, generally speaking.
Yes, absolutely. And especially these days, as we see who has access to all that are the enemies of our society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last thing we want to do is give that kind of information away. And especially as it concerns our health, of all things. And I was always concerned about that, too, because of cloning
mm-hmm.
and things like that. I mean, you just don't want to give up your DNA. I don't want to. My husband was laughing one day, and he said, you know, wouldn't that just be the worst to have another you out there?
Well, you know, it's not unheard of here. Every day there's articles coming out about being able to splice genes, insert genes, you know, basically make designer children. This is out there now. And, you know, China's mm-hmm. taking the forefront in this. I mean, they're talking about cloning cattle, you know, which is not a good mm-hmm. thing. I wouldn't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole, because you are what you eat. What happens when you incorporate these foreign DNA into your body? We're already getting it with genetically modified foods, because some of them have, you know, insect genes spliced within them. I mean, this is just not, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And
right.
It's what you don't know. What if you, for example, if you insert one of these genes to help you stop blindness, what other gene does it uncover? We know there's a ripple, it's a domino effect. You don't know. God made perfection. You start screwing around with that, you don't know what you end up with, and you can't change it, because once it's in the genomic sequence, it's passed to the next generation. You can't bring it back. Most people
right.
don't think about it like that, but it's a blueprint. You've just changed the blueprint. The building may not
yes.
be the same. It may look the same, but it may not be able to withstand a hurricane. Or it may, you know, fall apart in 10 years. You have no idea.
That's right, because the DNA is like a computer program. These are like codes
yeah.
that have been written, and then when they get rewritten, they're there.
They're there, and they're copied over and over again. And that's the power, of epigenetics. You take away, it's like taking a block out of a game, Jenga. I think you remember that game, probably. You take
yes, I do.
You know, something out, it's changed the structure, But in that's a static thing. It's just a block. But a gene is different. Your DNA is different. It's active, passive. Enzymes change things. It's a real-time living structure. So you change one, and then you've changed the entire, I just don't know. It's an unknown that you cannot control. No matter what people think, they cannot play God. It doesn't work that way. This is, right. To me, what you want to know is, if I take a medication, is it dangerous to take it? What's the dose? What's going to make it be more effective? That's a completely different phenomenon than someone trying to make someone smarter, have blue eyes, make them shorter, make them taller. These are sound benign, but they're not, because the next thing is a slippery slope to make them think a certain way. Or, it's trying to social engineer society, really engineer it genetically. That's a really slippery slope. We've seen that playbook before, and I think we should be really scared of that.
Yeah, totally.
So from your studies, are you a physician? Well, you're Dr. Coates, but what's your training?
No,
by?
I'm not a medical doctor. I am a professor.
Oh, okay. So what's your scope of study?
Well, my scope of study was sports medicine, and that's how, I taught anatomy and physiology.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm no Dr. George. I totally sit and listen to you, and I'm just astounded at the wisdom and the knowledge that just flows out of you so effortlessly. I respect you so much, and I respect what you're doing so much, and I'm honored. I'm just honored to call you my friend, honestly. But yeah, I'm just a teacher who's studied a lot and taught a lot, basically.
You know what, we're all important. We all have a role to play here. And you're doing more work than an average doctor in our society right now, because you're actually saving lives. So kudos to you, and it's an honor to know you, and I respect you tremendously. And on that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call. Back to Medicine on Call. We're having a great conversation with Dr. Cindy Coates. And, in the breaks, Cindy, we talk a lot in the studio. And one of the things that we were discussing is the withdrawal of medications. I mean, just think about people taking medications, and then when they come off of them, sometimes that's worse than actually being on the medication. I mean,
oh yeah,
it's just the amount of pain, unnecessary pain, that people in our society go through because of medications. It's just, it really is astounding. I mean, I just looked at one of the statistics: over 100,000 deaths each year from adverse drug reactions. That's a lot of people. That's your mom. That's, putting a face on it. This is unnecessary just because somebody doesn't want to do it. But, I'm about personal responsibility. So the way to get doctors to be more proactive and to do what you just described is to have patients stop opening up their mouths like little chicks and take medication by the handfuls and not question it. I don't understand how people do that.
I don't either, and it's just, I think the reason why they do it is because they trust doctors to know everything, and that's really not fair to a doctor to expect the doctor to know everything. That's not fair. That doctor needs to have information.
That's true. Well, I think, it's not even the doctor so much anymore. I don't think we have respect as a profession anymore. I think it's gone. It's the drug companies and marketing that's driving it. It's cool to take a medication, and you don't have to work hard. You can just take this, and you'll lose 15 pounds, and, you'll be the life of the party and awesome. That's what's driving it. And the doctors need, if I were running this, we would take our power back, and I would not allow a drug company to dictate to me what I write as a prescription. Never. There's never been a patient that's come into my office and said, oh, I saw this on TV, you need to write it for me. That's never going to happen. Never. And if doctors would take more responsibility and say, no, I'm not going to do it, then I think this whole marketing media blitz that we experience, I mean, I know you watch TV as well. How many drug company commercials do you actually see during the news? It's incredible, isn't it?
Way too many.
Way too many. And they have the great music, the little cartoon, it all looks so benign and awesome. And you just get sucked in because it looks like
yeah. It's
candy. It's going to work. It's 100% effective. They give you the little downside very quickly in small print while the music's running, so you're not paying any attention to it. But it's time to take a step back, stop being manipulated by the glitz.
Manipulated.
Yeah,
That's really it.
It's mind control, honestly.
Yes, absolutely it is. Absolutely. It really is. And, well, it's like we've become sheeple instead of, you know, thinking for ourselves. And, you know, now we're living in a time in history where the science is here, and just to even know about it and then have easy access to it is awesome.
Very much so. And we live in very interesting times, and, you know, I'm a big proponent of individuality and the power of the individual. And one of the things that I see overarching is you need to belong to a group, a whole. You need to all think alike. It needs to be identity politics, identity this. And when they start harping on, there's a lot of mental health issues. I can see how this is running. Mental health is the major problem. That's, and they're trying to tie gun control to that. But the second piece is you need to be medicated, right? That's going to be the next thing that comes online. You start looking for a problem, all of a sudden, more people have it. And the solution is a prescription drug. And we talked about what that could mean to society. You know, those are the people who, we talked about the violent members of our society that have an adverse reaction. What about the people who lose their sense of self and their will, and they just become just zombies? They'll do whatever, they'll go to work, not really, just get along, not have any highs, any lows, no real emotion. They just exist. That's a problem too.
They just become static.
Yeah. And they don't argue. They don't demonstrate. They don't stand up for themselves. That's another version of taking an antidepressant, isn't it?
It is. It really is. It makes them comfortably numb, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And numbing them down and dumbing them down is a part of the agenda. And that's why it's so important. And when you keep, you know, you've said a few times already, personalized, personal responsibility and individual empowerment. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. You know, going back, it just reminded me when I was a little girl, I could drink a cup of coffee. I would be up for days. My mother could drink a cup of coffee and go to sleep. I could take Benadryl and I'd be out. She would take Benadryl and be hyper.
Mm-hmm.
So we would laugh about how different we were just with Benadryl and coffee. And imagine, that's my mother. I have her DNA in me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we would note this. And just imagine how that is so different with everybody in society. And if the drug companies make it a one-size-fits-all, you know, it's not even common sense.
No, it's not health. And that's just one piece of it. You know, everything is one-size-fits-all, as we discussed at the beginning of the show. You're supposed to respond a certain way. This is the Affordable Care Act is a perfect example. This value-based medicine that they just brought online is about everybody responding the same way to a treatment protocol. And if you don't have a patient that responds that way, you're a bad doctor, you're a bad hospital, you don't get paid. That is the most simplistic, silly thing. After our discussion today, everybody should write their congressperson and really be up in arms about that policy, because it means that a majority of our country and doctors and everybody's going to be affected by this, and that's going to basically not lower the cost of healthcare on the backs of doctors and patients, because there's no understanding of subtlety. It's like a, you know, taking a gun to shoot a fly or something. There's no thought involved with this. It's just, let's just do something. Let's just work for the powers that drive us. Let's face it, it's follow the money. If the lobbyists up on Capitol Hill, Big Pharma, for example, are up there in their ear, this is what it's coming down to. This is who's driving these algorithms and how much medicine you need to take and when and what the outcome should be. They don't have an interest in what you're doing. I think they're probably against what you guys represent because they just want you to just take a pill and not think about it. But if doctors and patients actually start to think about it, don't you think there'll be less medication prescribed?
Absolutely. And that's one of the great testimonies that we have going is that patients who come in and have anywhere from, you know, 5 to 20 meds that they take, that can be scaled back to 1 to 4 meds. That seems like a consistent pattern that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We are cutting out so much of the fluff and the counterproductive meds that people are taking that do nothing to help them get well, because it's all about wellness. And yeah, this test really does scale things down and causes a lot of simplicity to kick in. So yeah, I think the big pharmaceuticals wouldn't be too happy about it.
No, but I as a physician and you as a patient would be ecstatic. Just imagine the cost savings.
Yes.
Imagine the fewer doctor visits, the, you know, not having to hospitalize somebody for a prescription drug reaction, you know, or in polypharmacy. I think the average person takes like 12 drugs now or something crazy.
Yes.
How can you even take that many pills per day? Wow.
I know. I don't know. I couldn't swallow that many.
No.
I mean, it's just, it would traumatize me to think about it.
It really would. I mean, you spend more of your time with a little timer in your little pill box than you do getting out there and being, you know, a happy, healthy person.
Yeah. Imagine. And it's a sad thing. But just think now. I envision a world where, you know, patients go to the doctor says, oh, this is exactly what you need to take, and mm-hmm. only for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the body responds well and kicks in and they're healthy. I mean, that's possible.
Well, with your continued success and getting the voice out there, I think it is possible. Hey, what's the best way for people to reach you?
The best way for people to reach me would be probably through email privately, and I'll give you my personal email. It's Dr. like doctor. And Cindy is spelled C-I-N-D-Y-E. There's an E on the end. And then my last name is spelled Coates, C-O-A-T-E-S, @gmail.com. They can just call me and or respond to me through email. And then I have a website that's medxprime.com/Dr. Cindy Coates. That's how they would get to me directly with a website. So that's medxprime.com/Dr. Cindy Coates. And both Cindy and Coates have E's in their names.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy, for joining me. And I'll put your information up on my Facebook page and I'll tweet it out so that people can see it in a written form as well. And I really thank you for your time. And I want to thank everybody for listening and hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.